Hey y'all, this is Dick Darren from StraightHustling.com. Are you a hunter or just like to target shoot and have a good time? Then you need to check out Freedom Munitions. You can find a link to Freedom Munitions at the bottom of StraightHustling.com. I can't say enough good stuff about Freedom Munitions, where I buy my own ammo, great prices, you buy directly online, and it's shipped to your doorstep. It doesn't get any better than that. You can sign up for their email specials and check out their brass buyback program. So please click the link at the bottom of our site, StraightHustling.com. Takes you directly to Freedom Munitions and get your hustle on. Let's get on with the show.
Hey y'all, this is Lance Benson, you're tuning in to Straight Hustle.
StraightHustling.com. This is the host, Dick Darren. We got a great show tonight. Country music artist Lance Stinson. I don't even know how this guy has time to come on our show. I'm looking at his schedule. He is everywhere. He's booked everywhere. It's like he must hate staying home. But hopefully we can get him here to the Straight Hustling headquarters sometime, get out here and do a little shooting. Hopefully he likes to shoot firearms like we do. We got some Freedom Munitions ammo. Remember to check out the link at the bottom of our site. Click on it. Got a great special there, Freedom Munitions, so make sure you check it out. Let's get Lance on here, see if we can get him to write a country music song about straight hustling. What's up, Lance? Get your hustle on.
Hey, this is Dick. Hey,
man, how you doing, Lance?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great.
All right, man. Glad you called, and thanks for coming on Straight Hustle, man. That's awesome. We're glad to have you.
I appreciate you having me.
Got a couple buds here, man. They're upset they missed it. They usually do the show with me, and one of them had his daughter's graduation today, so they... He got his priorities all messed up and left me here, man. I don't know.
I hear you.
So, where are you at right now, Lance?
I am in Kingsport, Tennessee right this minute.
Oh, shit. Not too far. Yeah, I'm in right around Nashville, so that's not too bad. Yeah. Kingsport. So, you got a show you're doing there, huh?
Yeah.
What's that?
But I got a show in Bristol tomorrow, and then I got one here in Kingsport Saturday.
Okay.
So, I come on down an evening early. That way, I won't have to be in a rush tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Get there early so you ain't dealing with all the damn traffic. Well, stuff so crazy.
When you're hauling a trailer behind you, you'll never know what might happen.
You got that right.
You know.
So you got a show at Bristol?
Yeah, I got a show in Bristol tomorrow, and then I got a show Saturday here in Kingsport.
Oh, cool.
At the Holston River Brewery on Friday and Big East Bar and Grill or whatever in Kingsport.
Man, I was looking at your schedule, man. You're a busy guy, man. You don't like to stay home, I guess.
I would love to stay home, but you never know. You know how it is. You got to stay busy if you want to make a living.
You got that right. Yeah. You gotta go see them fans, man.
You got to if you want to keep them. That's for sure. You're lucky enough to have a few.
Oh, man. Hey, I wanted to ask you real quick, like, how did you get started or how did you get interested in, like, country music, man? What's the story with that?
I've always, you know, loved country music. My dad growing up as a kid had an 8-track player in his truck, man, and I always remember, you know, listening to all the greats, Don Williams, Merle Haggard, Willie and Waylon, and, you know, Johnny Cash and all of them back in the day. And it just kind of grew on me. Then I got four brothers that are older than me, my two oldest brothers. We used to ride to school with them. They're 14 years older than me, and it was Def Leppard, Motley Crue, and all that stuff. So I got a little mix of both.
I could see you. You could have been in a Def Leppard cover band, man.
I don't know about that now. I don't know about that.
That'd be funny. I know
I
that.
I can't quite pull it off, man. I can pull off a little Bon Jovi, but that's about it. Maybe a little Poison.
Oh shit. I talked to Tracy Guns earlier today from the LA Guns, and one of the guys that originally was in the Guns N' Roses, so that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that is pretty neat.
I tried to talk him into going to country, man. I'm like, man, you're in Nashville, you gotta come do some country songs.
What do you say about that?
he wasn't too thrilled about that. You know, but the funny thing is, there's a lot of the old rock and roll people like that, man. They all come back and start doing a little country. Aaron Lewis, and you know, there's been a ton of them, man.
He had some pretty good success, man. I mean, I hadn't heard nothing from him. Is he put another album out or what?
Which one's that?
Oh, Aaron Lewis.
Oh man, that dude, he's touring 24/7 too. I don't know if he's got a new album out, but that guy's busy, man. He does a lot of shows. He does a lot of cool stuff for the fans.
He wound up cutting a song that I passed on a couple of years ago, Granddaddy's Gun.
Oh, okay.
And I heard it come on the radio. I was like, damn it. You know, but you don't ever know which one's going to work, which one ain't. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm glad somebody worked with somebody. The only reason I passed on it because we'd already cut a song for our album that's called The Future, which is kind of the same thing as, you know, talking about his uncle telling him a story about the old days. But so I didn't want two of them like that on there, you know.
Yeah.
But if it hadn't been for that, I probably would have cut it. But I figured Rhett would get somebody to cut that thing. You know, Rhett Akins wrote that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And which he writes, him and the Peach Biggers write about everything here lately.
How many of the songs do you write? Do you write a lot of songs?
Well, on the new album so far, it's about 50-50.
Cool.
I've recorded three and I've cut two. So I actually it's about 70% that I've wrote that so far on there, but I've got about 10 so far that I've co-wrote or either written myself that I'm probably going to cut two more out of. So it'll probably be about 50-50, 60-40, something like that. Probably.
Awesome. I've been known to have a few drinks and write some songs. I'll have to shoot you some.
Hey, send them away, man. You don't never know.
Ah, shit. Yeah, you never know, man. Mine might be a little X-rated to me. I don't know. Get a little carried away sometimes. So
I've got one that they are on my butt about cutting that Daryl Worley wrote. A song called Dixie, man. And it is very risque, but it's a really cool song. But I am like, I just don't know if I could do that.
Oh, yeah.
I said I'd never record nothing I didn't want my mama to hear. So,
oh yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah. But you came on the wrong show tonight, then.
No.
Good thing my co-hosts are not here. They get really off the hook, man. You're in luck tonight.
Oh, that's all right.
So your show,
man, life's too short. Take things serious.
You got that right. Mm-hmm. Your show at the Bristol. Yeah. Who you playing that with?
I'm just doing it. It's me and my group, my band playing, and then, the Riverbank Band is the boys. And then, Chad, the guitar player, has been with me for about 5 years. And Tom Drennan's the guy that's actually playing drums with me. He plays with Daryl on the road when Daryl tours. And when he's not with Daryl, he plays with me. And, I got, Jimmy that plays bass guitar. And then we got, Jeff that plays keys, man. It's a great group of guys, man. And
that's
we make a lot of racket, but it sounds good.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. You got a bunch of guys that you like hanging out with. You guys can go out and play the shows
It makes a lot of difference when you're out performing. You got to be surrounded with people that you enjoy playing music with. You know, and I think that's important.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they also enjoy playing with me, you know, doing the same music. We all have the same idea of what we're trying to do, and that always helps.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where do you live now?
I still live in Georgia. Georgia will always be home. I do a little traveling here and there and everywhere, but I'll always call Georgia home.
Mm-hmm. Man, I hate that Atlanta traffic, man. That shit's terrible.
Man, you know what? I always try to bypass that, or either I'll just absolutely go through there about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, man. Give me the secret. Give me the secret on bypassing it.
You'd be stuck all day there.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah. I swear I'll never go again. And then I end up having to go. I'm like, damn. Hate it.
So my daddy says it ain't Georgia.
So I see you're going to be doing a CMA Fan Fest this year, man. That's pretty cool.
I am super excited about that. Yeah. I cannot wait. And I want to. You know, we're going to be debuting some new music here in CMA Fest, and I'm really excited about that. And just excited about being there for the fans to be able to enjoy a lot of great music, not just mine, but a lot of other artists, man, that may not ever heard before, that they'll get an opportunity to see. And I think it's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had a few people on here that are coming up and stuff that are going to be at the CMAs. stuff this year, man. So that'll be really cool. I got a lot of new talent coming, and that'll be awesome.
There's a lot of great music out there, man.
Yeah,
a lot of great music,
man. Hopefully I can hook up with you when you come into Nashville and get a picture with you, man. That'd be cool.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. I'm gonna probably be up there before CMA Fest. I got some more stuff we're gonna get back in the studio and finish up doing some vocals and overdubs. So I'll probably be up there. If not next week, the week before I get the week, I'll probably come up the Monday and Tuesday before CMA Fest. So I'll probably be pretty much the whole week, probably.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Let me know. I'll run out here and meet you and get a picture. That'd be cool, man.
Yeah, we'll maybe grab some lunch or something.
Yeah, that damn traffic for CMA Fest is going to be.
Oh, I know. That's for sure. We may have to go to Franklin or Murfreesboro.
Oh, shit. They had the NRA convention here a few weeks ago.
Oh,
man. That was crazy.
And I'm a member of that, man, and everybody should be. I mean, I guess everybody's not, but I mean, everybody, if you're not, you should be.
Yeah.
That is for sure, you know. And because I'm a believer, everybody's the only gun.
Yeah, me too.
Except for the crazy people.
Damn, you just took me out of there, man. Huh? So you like to do some shooting?
Man, I love to hunt. I'm a big outdoors when I love to hunt deer. And, they ain't nothing better than a good dove shoot.
Oh yeah.
You
know,
they ain't nothing better than that. I mean, I love to fish too. Now, anything outdoors, I'm all for it. Anything I ain't never done before, I'll try it.
Wish I could stay outdoors. I love it. Yeah, me too. I met Ted Nugent here when he was here, and man, talking about outdoors.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I love watching his show, man. I hadn't had the opportunity to meet him yet, but he is a cool dude, man. I love to watch his hunting show. And, because he don't hunt for the antlers and all that stuff like
right.
a lot of them do, you know. But he is a nut, man.
He is a nut.
And I've never laughed so much during a hunting show than I ever have when I watch his show, man.
He is one of a kind. One of a kind, dude. But man, if you ever once you do get to Nashville, yeah, hit me up, man. I got a great place out here that we do our studio at. We have a little range out here we shoot at, man.
Oh man, I'd love to bring the bow, and I'll bring the gun and the pistol. We'll fire off some rounds and swing some arrows.
I don't have any bows, man. I'd like to shoot bow and arrow.
Well, I got some. I got two different ones. I got two bows. I'll bring them both. We'll both shoot.
I look at purchasing some of those things. And man, they're high dollar, man. I'm like, damn.
Buy another gun. It's all about, and it's just more of a challenge, I guess. I mean, I've hunted for years with a rifle and shotgun and deer hunting, or even turkey hunting. It's just more of a challenge to, you know, to go back. It's kind of old school, you know, going back to like Indians and all did, man, and shooting with an arrow, you know, because you got to get them up and close and personal, you know,
to make
a good shot on a deer and stuff and turkey with a bow.
You really
do. And it's just more of a challenge, and I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, me too, man. I haven't shot bow and arrow since I was in high school, man. I'd like to do that again, but I would do a lot of gun shooting, a lot of shooting here. We got a Freedom Munitions, they sponsor our show, man, so they hook us up some ammo, so that works out well. And we get the.
I bet so. That's for sure. That way you shoot as much as you want, huh?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was like, oh, shit, go to the store. But like, you see how much this stuff is? And I was like, we need to get an ammo sponsorship.
Yeah, I need another case of those 270 rounds, man. Send them over to me.
Yeah, well, I'll hook you up, man. So.
Yeah, sure.
You have any preference on when you're playing, like, you like the outdoor venues more than the inside, or?
I enjoy all of them, and you know, everybody asks me, because, you know, I've played the big shows with Colt Ford and Brantley Gilbert and Randy Howler and all those guys that I've had the great opportunity to open for and share the stage with over the years, and I've played in front of crowds that's, you know, 15,000, you know, down to two people being there, and to me, the small venues are just as good as the big ones. It just depends on how much people are actually enjoying what you're doing, you know.
Yeah.
I'd rather play for in a small bar or something where there's 100 people, but all 100 of them are enjoying what we're doing.
Mm.
And you know, I enjoy the outdoor ones too, because I'm an outdoors guy. So I guess it's kind of hard to really say. I just want to make sure that the crowd's enjoying what we're doing, because that makes us enjoy what we're doing even more. You know. So.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you have to play with some big time people, man. Travis Tritt.
I've had the opportunity to play with a lot of people, man, and I'm, you know, I'll never take it for granted, because I used to, you know, watch them after my show every night, and, you know, backstage after I come off my set, and they'd go on, and you learn a lot of things that way, you know,
and
you figure out what they're doing and try to incorporate it in what you're trying to do to make yours better, you know.
That's what you got to learn from, the ones that are successful, the best.
That's for sure, because I'll be the first one to tell you I don't know it all. That's for sure.
You're getting there, man. Yeah, you're doing good, man. You're all over the place, boy.
We're all over the place, and it's because people like you and all our fans out there, man, that's supporting our music. Without that, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. And we really appreciate what everybody does for us.
Yeah, there's nothing better, man, than, you work your ass off all week and you get to go to some, I like the music. I like comedy. So, man, you work your ass off all week and then you get to go and relax and hear some good live music, man, or some live comedy. And, man, there's nothing better. So it's great that we got people out there that are talented like you, man, that can come up and really take all, just take all the pressure away and everything. And you just forget everything. Just kind of enjoy yourself.
Music's an art form, and it's, whether that's what I always say when we're making an album or I'm writing a song, it's about, I want to write a song or if I pick a song that somebody else wrote, it's got to be a song that I can relate to, but also the people that I'm going out performing and the fans that are coming out that support us can relate to at the same time. It's not just doing it for me, we're doing it for everybody.
Yeah.
And the music's for everybody. It's not just for me, And that's the mindset I have going in. We're making an album, and that's why it takes so long to put one together. Everybody's like, you're being so nitpicky. I'm like, no, I want to make sure when I put this album out that it has a song on there that when they buy it, they want to buy this album. Yeah. You know what I mean? But they want to buy it because they like, they can relate to every song on the album. And they get their money's worth when they buy it, because people work hard for the money, and then it ain't, $10-$12 for an album, but it's $10 or $12 that people could spend for something else.
Right.
They're going to take that money and spend it on something that I made, or my group made. I want to make sure they get what they're looking, what they're paying for.
Yeah. The music
industry. So I take my time and try to do it right,
Yeah. Music industry sure has changed too over the years, man. Records and tapes and CDs, and now everything's digital. And wow, no telling what's coming next, man.
And it has changed a lot. And some ways, I think it's for a good way because you always got to involve to stay alive. But I think sometimes it can be overdone, and it kind of gets away from. Because I'm a story song guy. Like if I hear a certain song on the radio or on the internet, I love story songs, like In Color to me is one of the greatest songs that's been written in the last 10 years, but it's a story song that I can relate to. And I think that's what made it popular because everybody else can relate to it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cool when you can relate to something you hear and you're like, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
What's the Bristol Motor Speedway gig that you got going on?
Well, we just did the Bristol Motor Speedway. We did we played over at the Jack Daniels tent on the Earhart Campground, which is a big campground, man. And it's kind of where everybody gets to hang out and party after the race or before the race. And it's really cool, man. And we're looking forward to doing that this August again, too.
Okay. So you're doing it in August?
Right now, and the plans is we're going to be back in August. We're going to do two nights there or two evenings there.
Yeah.
At the Earhart Campground. That's the plan so far.
Who will be doing that with you? Do you know?
There'll be tons of artists on there, man. There'll be, seven or eight different people on it all together. As of right now, I don't know who else is on the lineup. And I know it's still in the works. They're still organizing and putting it together. But it will be something I'm sure you won't want to miss.
Yeah, sure. Definitely. That sounds like that'll be a damn fun time, man. I'll definitely have to put that on the calendar, man.
I know last year we did it there with Dirk Spinley there one night. One night was Bono and Jed were there. They have different artists from every year that come and do different things. And we've just been lucky enough to have been asked to do it 2 years in a row. And I guess we're doing something right because they'll keep asking us back. As long as they want us, we'll keep doing it, man. Because I'm telling you, that is a blast.
Bet that is. I had never been to the Bristol Motor Speedway. I've seen it on TV a few times. But
you need to because I'm telling you, it is worth every dollar you had to spend on it. Because I'm telling you, I enjoy it. I like a lot of the racetracks, don't get me wrong, but I'm telling you, Bristol Motor Speedway is a really nice track, and it's fun, a lot of fun.
Yeah, man, I'm going to put that on my calendar. Maybe me and my wife will get out there and check that out. That sounds like a fun time.
We'll keep in touch when we get everything together. We might get you some passes or something. We'll shoot it along to you.
All right, man, I'm not one of those guys looking for free stuff. I'll buy them.
Oh, it ain't nothing like that, brother. You help me out, I can help you out.
I appreciate it. Yeah, and that'd be great, man. It's cool. I'm glad you're coming on here. I've been listening to some of your music, and I was like, oh, man, I'm going to try to get him on my show. That'd be awesome. And then I got you. I was like, all right, cool. And then I saw you were doing the CMAs, man. So I was like, oh, shit, yeah.
I love doing the radio and different kind of interviews, whether it's an article written or whatever. To me, it's we're all doing the, we're all working for the same goal, you know, to get the music out, the word out. And, you know, if I can help you, I'll be glad to help you.
Yeah,
you know?
Man, that's cool, man. But, man, yeah. I got a thing I do on here called the hustling round where I just ask some crazy-ass questions that don't really mean anything. You just kind of say whatever pops in your mind. You think you're ready? You'll do that with me?
Hey, whenever you're ready, bro.
All right. What about if you're elected president tomorrow? What's the first thing you would do?
I'm going to probably get in trouble for this, but I'm going to tell you. I think one of our biggest problems in America right now is, you know, I'm all out for helping people that are in need, but when people can actually get out and work and earn a dollar, then we can help them supplement what difference they don't make up.
Yeah.
They at least got to have a job making a 10, because there's lots of people that can't work that don't get help. Like, you know, back home where we're at, I know a lot of elderly people that worked all their life and have trouble paying for their gas to heat their homes and they can't get any help.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the people that built this country, and those are the ones that really need the help.
You got a lot of people in this world or in this country that need help bad, but won't ask for it. That's pride, man. They're just like, screw that. And then
I know it.
Then you got the other side that is just like, gimme, 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 gimme. But you know, it's tough, man. It's a trap, man. They give you just enough to survive and make it where what's it even worth going to get a job for? And it's like you get stuck in that rut, man. I kind of been close to that, man. But to me, it's like, you know, I don't want to live off nobody. I'm going to get my own, do it myself. There's something to be said for that.
And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but, you know, I think it's been abused.
Definitely
for many, many years.
Yeah, it definitely is, man. And, it's supposed to be a temporary thing.
We could do that. We could spend that money in a lot of other places that really need it, you know, instead of, you know, which I understand when people do need help, but if they're able to work, I mean, there's lots of, I'm sure you've seen them, don't even have a job, man. They never worked a day in their life, and they get a big old check every week. You know what I mean?
I see that all the time, man.
And I can understand it if you needed it, but when you're able to get out and do it, you got to make some effort, man. Make some effort, and then we'll help you out the rest of the way. But you got to make an effort.
You can make a good living not working nowadays. Seems like it.
You know what, man? I would rather have absolutely nothing than have to do that. But that's just me. I guess it's just the way I was raised.
Me too, man.
I was raised if you didn't work, you didn't eat.
Yeah, man. My mother, she worked 2 or 3 jobs to take care of me. There ain't no way I'm kicking back and just I couldn't
that's
do
right.
that, man. I get too bored. I got to keep doing something. But,
I got it.
How about your favorite vacation spot?
Favorite vacation spot? About 20 foot on a big tall pine in South Georgia during deer season.
All right. That would
be my vacation spot.
How about your favorite drink?
Favorite drink would have to be Jack and Coke.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. That sounds good, man.
Yeah.
There you go. Get one of those now. Here's a tough one, man. Your favorite Kardashian.
Oh, Lord. you put me on the spot now. I guess it'd be Kim, I guess. I don't really like any of them, to be honest with you. But I have to pick one. It'd be Kim, I guess.
I see them rocking your music all the time, man. They got their headphones on. I think they've got some Lance Stinson playing.
I bet they do.
How about if you could be a starter on any sports team, what team would it be, what sport, and what position would you play?
Well, it had to be the Atlanta Braves in baseball, and I would love to play shortstop.
That'd be a good gig, yeah, that'd be good. So you're a big Braves fan, huh?
I'm an Atlanta Braves fan, but I'm an old-school Dale Murphy fan.
Okay, when I was a kid, man,
when I was in Little League and stuff, we got to go up and meet him and stuff like that when we were kids, and I just, ever since then, I've just been a huge fan of Dale Murphy and the Braves.
Yeah, he was a great player. I've seen him a couple of times. Man, that's a great stadium they got out there in Atlanta. The traffic it sucks, is. But the stadium's awesome.
That's right. That's right.
So you been watching much basketball at all?
I hadn't been, man. I'm not going to tell you a lie. I hadn't been. I've been really busy trying to finish this record and writing music. And when I'm home, I'm either here lately, I'll go turkey hunting with my cousin or my son. And that's about all I've been doing lately, to be honest with you.
I was going to ask you, the Chicago Bulls or the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Well, I'll have to say Chicago Bulls, because back in the day when I was in high school, now I was a Michael Jordan fan.
Oh, yeah. Best ever, man. Michael Jordan. Get that right. Hey, how about the craziest thing anybody's thrown on stage at you?
Craziest thing somebody's ever thrown on stage at me. It's a simple thing on stage. age at me. I'm trying to think the craziest. I'd say it was an empty Crown Royal bottle. And I don't understand why they put it up there because it's empty. I mean, they tossed up on stage like, and I grabbed it like I was going to get a drink, and there wasn't nothing in it.
Damn, at least throw a full one up there to you, man.
Yeah, it at least me a little taste or something, man.
I just threw an empty one at you. That sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You got to pick one here. You're stranded on an island, a deserted island. You got Ted Nugent, Megan Fox. Who else can we throw in there with you? Al Sharpton or Bruce Jenner. Who are you going to pick to be on an island with?
That's a no-brainer, Ted Nugent, because I know he wouldn't starve to death.
You got that right. You'd have plenty to eat, man.
Yeah, we'd find us something to eat. And it'd probably be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you about your, I see you got some songs out here, Tail Lights and Dust.
Yep.
So did you write that one?
I didn't write that one.
No.
Dean Sims, the piano player with Lone Star, was the writer of that song, and it was pitched to me. We were in the middle of doing some stuff, and I got stuck in a rut doing the ballads, and that's all I could come up with at the time. And Tom Drennan, the guy at the time that was producing my album, him and Dean are friends, and he said, "Man, what about this song?" And I heard it, and I said, "Man, that is perfect."
Yeah,
that's
right.
Good album.
Yeah,
you know,
awesome.
But it's very relatable. You know, I've rode many dirt roads, man, and a lot of people that I know do. You know, so it kind of related to the whole thing. You know, so I thought it was a great fit for the album that we're doing, and you know, it's an awesome thing.
When's your album? When is that?
They're pushing me to finish it by the last week of August, so they can put it out sometime September, mid-November. But it looks like we're going to be on track for that.
Oh, really?
They're trying to rush me a little more. I don't want to be rushed, but I guess it's about time. I've been working on it for 2 years, so I guess it's about time, I guess.
I'm looking at your schedule. I don't know how you're getting that done by mid-August, man. You got to slow down.
I'm on the road all the time. When I'm not on the road playing music, I'm up to Nashville in the studio or in the writing room. And that's what we do. And we've got enough songs to finish it now that
yeah.
I hadn't, the stuff we hadn't, cool. that I've been write or I've written or wrote with someone.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's just getting in the studio and banging them out. Yeah. And it won't take that long. It'll take a few days to finish up the actual tracking. And then probably about a week to do the overdubs and vocals and stuff. So in a few weeks, I can probably. Pretty much have it done. It's just getting the time to off the road to get it better finished.
I know. You got the name of the album yet?
Well, there's a few names flying around right now. but right now, so far, Relentless is sticking because that's a song that I wrote with a friend of mine from back in Georgia. And so far, that may be the one. But there's a couple more names that's floating around.
All right. Oh, there's still some time left. We'll have to see what it comes out to be.
That's right.
What about your last movie that you've watched? Do you even watch any movies when you're touring all the time?
Man, I tell you, when I do find some time, I love, I know you're probably going to laugh, but it's a TV series, Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
And I go back and get it on DVR and watch it when I actually have some time. But that would be my favorite and last show that I've watched here recently.
Yeah, that's a cool one, yeah. That's a popular one, too, man. You got a lot of cool effects and stuff in there. How about... if you got to star in a motion picture, you got any co-star or anybody to co-star with you could pick anybody, who would you pick?
I'm a huge Nicolas Cage fan, so I'd have to do one with Nicolas, man. I'd have to do one, I guess.
Yeah.
I'd have to.
Yeah. Don't do the one that he did when he was in Vegas and the alcoholic in part two.
No, that one was crazy. I'm a huge Gone in 60 Seconds fan here.
Oh, yeah.
And I like a lot of his movies that he played in, but that's my favorite. Yeah.
Man, he's had a great career. He's done a little everything, man. He's been around for a long time.
And he has done all kinds of different movies.
Yeah.
And he's done well, man. I just really enjoy his acting. And from what I've understood and what I've read up on him, he seems like a real round, nice guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My wife always tries to pull out that old Valley Girl movie. I'm like, man, I don't want to watch that. He was in that movie. He's good. But
yeah.
I'm like, man, I don't know. Valley Girl again.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, man, how about your favorite Nashville podcast?
Well, you know it'd be Straight Hustling, babe.
What's your website everybody can go to and get information? LanceStinson.net?
LanceStetson.net, Facebook, Reverb Nation, Twitter, Instagram, Bands in Town. There's, if it's social media, we're on it, but those are the main ones, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then LanceStetson.net.
Okay, cool. Man, I love some Twitter,
until,
man. You can talk to
until
everybody.
Tail Lights and Dust is available on iTunes already if you want to snag your copy.
Tail Lights and Dust on iTunes. All right, cool, cool.
Yeah.
Check that out, man. Man, I appreciate it, man. When you get to Nashville, let me know, man. We'll get some pictures and maybe come out here and shoot some guns and stuff, man.
Yeah, man. I'll save you number on the phone, and when I'm all heading that way, I'll shoot you a text and let you know ahead of time. We'll line something up, buddy, for sure.
All right, man. I was going to say you'd have a safe trip, but you're already there, right?
Yeah. I done made it this far.
We already had
Bristol,
a safe trip.
It's probably about a 20-minute drive to Bristol from where I'm at tonight, so.
All right,
it ain't that big a deal. It's a lot closer than the 6.5 hours it would have been if I'd left in the morning.
Yeah. Man. Well, have a great show, man. I know you're going to give everybody your all, man. Awesome. We're ready to see you. So we'll definitely come see you down here at the CMA Fest too, man. That'd be cool.
Hey, absolutely. But I'll give you a holler when I'm heading back that way before, and we'll grab some lunch or just hang out or something.
Awesome, man. Sure. All right, Lance. Thank you very much, man. We'll be looking for you, man.
All right, bud.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye. That's the show. Country music artist Lance Stinson right here on Straight Hustlin'. Cool dude, man. Great, great music. I was interested if he writes a lot of his songs because I've heard a lot of them on online, YouTube and stuff. And man, cool music. I guess they all tell a little story, which is really cool. He go out there on iTunes and get his Tail Lights and Dust single that's out there right now, and be looking for his second album coming out here in August. So check that out, Relentless, right now, maybe it'll be called. And, man, CMA's Nashville, the Bristol Motor Speedway in August. This guy's everywhere. If you get a chance to see him, make sure you go see him. Have a good time. It's a big party. I can't thank him enough for coming on the show. Man, great dude. Good show. So go check our site out, straighthustlin.com, STR8HUSTLIN.com, Straight Hustling. If you ain't hustling, you ain't living. We're out of here.
Pimped out, country style, city vibe. Bumper.